remember your past, but look to the future and have a firm vision for how you're going to get there.
The man behind high-profile projects from the banks to the streetcar. Now he's leaving Cincinnati. What's next for John Dietrich? From the WVXU studios, this is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Haney. First up, more than 2,000 people from across the country will be in Cincinnati on Saturday for the Ohio River Paddle Fest. And here to tell us about the 2017 Paddle Fest, our founder and executive director, Brewster Rhodes, and from Outdoor Adventure Clubs of Greater Cincinnati, Paddle Fest coordinator Miriam Wise, and volunteer coordinator Bonita Munnerlin. And you can be part of the conversation, 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Brewster, Benny, and Miriam, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for
good to see everybody.
Yeah, no problem.
Brewster, you have to tell us what inspired you to start Paddle Fest, low those 16 years ago.
Well, 16 years ago, some friends of mine and I were having a drink at our kids' school, you know, parents' association annual event. And we said, hey, wouldn't it be fun to get all our friends to join with us and go paddling in the Ohio, which we love to do, but basically do it on our own. So we set a date and had 99 people RSVP. We had over 250 show up for the first Paddle Fest. So about 250 people, as I say, in year one, and now we're in year 16, and we'll probably have 2,000 people. And the event has grown into the biggest on-water paddling event in the country. It's the largest paddling trip from point A to point B, and it's a way to celebrate the beauty and recreational benefits of the Ohio and to raise money for the Outdoor Adventure Club program of Greater Cincinnati.
How did it feel to get that first Paddle Fest launched?
Well, it was a leap of faith. I mean, who knew how many people would be interested in paddling safely in the Ohio together in one big trip? And, you know, it's sort of become for many people an annual event. We have folks who've paddled every single year, collect the T-shirts and spread the word to their friends. And we have other people just drop in once in a while, one every second or third year to keep pace with it. But it's been wonderfully rewarding to see that other people also love what I love and others of us who paddle regularly in the Ohio love, which is the beauty of a river that runs right through the heart of our community, the source of our drinking water, the postcard people send home when they visit, and the reason we're even located here. So it's, in some ways, it's, as I say, it's a floating pep rally for the Ohio.
You get 2,000 people from across the country. I mean, where are they coming from?
Well, about 20 states, actually, from Wisconsin to Florida, of course, the East Coast, and we get people from Iowa. Now, I'm not sure they're here anyway visiting their relatives, and while they're here, they just decide to do Paddle Fest, but they are from those states. But we do have people come in specifically for the event. We have camping, so it's affordable.
So what's going to be new with Paddle Fest this year?
Well, I will let Benny describe one of the coolest new things we have, Rhythm on the River.
Yeah, so one of the initiatives that we're doing this year is Rhythm on the River. We're going to have five bands on houseboats. And what's exciting is that it's going to be an eclectic mix of bands. So we have from Celtic music to 40s styles, kind of an a cappella with the Andrews Sisters theme group. They're going to be dressed up in 40s attire. We have Tracy Walker coming, singing some like Americana and some soul. We have the Clark High School students, but they're a steel drum band. And a few more other bands, Full Moon Ranch with folk music. So it's going to be a really good event. And while paddlers are paddling down, they're going to hear different types of music. And just to kind of keep them engaged and excited about going down the Ohio River.
It's kind of like the Flying Pig on the river, right? Around every corner, new business district, there's another band with a flying pig just like us. And the next bend in the river, another band.
I can't wait to see that. They're going to be on houseboats.
They'll be on houseboats. We have one that's on a big cruiser. But yeah, they'll be on boats.
They have speaker systems and people will be able to hear them.
Well, there'll be small speaker systems. We don't want to overwhelm people. It's sort of like the music wafting out on the river. So it's ethereal. It'd be great.
And Miriam, what else is new this year?
This year on Friday, during our Paddlers, Sponsors, and Friends party, which is held at our put-in at Schmidt Recreation Complex, starting at 4 p.m., we will have a four-person stand-up paddleboard race. So instead of people racing on individual boards, these will be teams of four on one 22-foot stand-up paddleboard. So some people are familiar with SUPs or stand-up paddle boards, where instead of sitting down, you're standing and paddling, but not often do you see people working as a team on one board. So we have eight teams that are registered to race each other on a half-mile course, paddling as one group on a 22-foot board. It will be very entertaining. I think there might be some challenges for some teams, but we're inviting everyone, whether you're paddling yourself in Paddle Fest, whether you're a friend of someone paddling, or you just want to check out the party and see what this stand-up paddleboard race is like, to come on down to Schmidt and check it out around 4:30.
So what's the course going to be for that stand-up paddleboard race?
So there'll be two buoys, which I think are the true challenge to the race. So our teams will go out and have to make two turns. It'll be relatively close to the shore. We're not sending the teams far out into the river because it is Friday night and the river isn't officially closed. So it'll be close to the shore where everyone will be able to view the race well. And again, I think the challenge is in making the turns and then returning back to the shore.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, Miriam, it's tough enough to be one person on a paddleboard, but four people mm-hmm. on a very long paddleboard. How do you keep your balance?
No, I'm going to find out. That's right.
We'll find out, and especially when they're making those turns. So anything else new that's going to be in Paddle Fest this year?
We are debuting what we're calling the Digital Guide to the Ohio Riverside, which is a website application that allows you to see where you are positioned along the river as you paddle. You'll be a little boat that kind of moves along the river course as you move down the river. And there'll be points of interest that you can click on and get more information. There'll be a picture, and you can select it, and it'll say Smale Park, and it'll give you some information about that Cincinnati park, or you can select the Roebling Bridge, and it'll give you a short history about the bridge so that people can become more familiar with the elements along the river and the history of the cities that border it.
And we're doing that in cooperation with OKI.
Yes.
They have the appropriate digital database that we're just enhancing, and we're just really grateful for their participation.
Are the people who take part in this, Bruce, are they mainly experienced paddlers, or do you have to have some level of experience to do this?
Well, good question. We have about 440 rental canoes and kayaks that we make available to people through our website to reserve and pay for in advance. So when they get there, the boat is there. When they get out of the water, the boat is taken away from them, and they're all sold out. We sold out over a week ago. So many of those people don't have their own canoes and kayaks, and so therefore, by definition, they're not necessarily experienced paddlers. They certainly have paddled before, and they know what they're doing. We do have a very strict safety regimen. We insist on everybody wearing, of course, their life jacket, wearing it properly during the entire route. We have 25 safety paddlers out in the river. We have, in addition to the Coast Guard and Coast Guard Auxiliary, a number of other law enforcement entities out on the river. We have eight additional safety boats that keep an eye on things. So we have about 25 boats on the river, power boats, keeping an eye with a communication system and emergency medical backup. So we work very hard to make it the safest possible activity for folks, whether they have limited experience or are people who paddle like five times a week. So it's a wide range. But again, safety is our top priority on the river. But we do invite people who have their own canoe or kayak to register with us if they haven't already. They can come on Friday afternoon from 4 until 9 at Schmidt Field and register, or from 6 to 8:30 and register on site Saturday morning at Schmidt Field if they haven't already signed up to participate. But we'll have, we think now, about 2,000 people. Mm-hmm. We have a record pre-event registration already signed up. So we're looking forward to the best ever. It'll be ideal weather. The river conditions are going to be great. The river popped up. It'll up way back down to pool stage by Saturday. So we're looking forward to a very successful day.
And do some people bring their dogs too, Brewster?
We had about 50 dogs last year, and it is a dog-friendly event. So we invite people to bring dogs with them. There are a lot of people who just love paddling with their dog. They have to be kept on a leash.
And a life jacket, I take it too.
That's voluntary. We have some really good swimming dogs, but it's not required that you have a life jacket for your dog. But you are invited to bring your dog.
Now, tell us about the Commodore for this year.
Well, Mike Fremont, who I believe is 93, is and has been for a number of years our Commodore, which is an honorary title, but it reflects the esteem with which the people in the paddling community hold Mike Fremont. He is the oldest person to complete the Boston Marathon in his age group. He is an incredibly accomplished canoe racer. And is sort of Mr. Paddling in Cincinnati. He's founded the American Rivers organization that went national after starting here, played a key role with friends of the, with the Little Miami Conservancy called now. So he's a river advocate and sort of a shining light for those of us who care about protecting and enhancing our river system in greater Cincinnati and around the country. So we honor Mike by having him be our Commodore.
And how is the paddling community in Cincinnati? I mean, got the country's largest paddling event. So, I mean, what's the community
like? Well, here's
the
thing. We boldly proclaim, we did this 5 years ago at our 10th annual event, that greater Cincinnati is the paddling, recreational paddling capital of the United States. And we point to four or five proof points. Number one, we do have the largest paddling event in the country. Nobody else has that. Number two, two of the largest paddling groups are here in Cincinnati, Cincy Paddlers and the Tri-State Kayak Meetup Group. They're both the largest online paddling clubs of their kind in the entire country. Number three, we have five major rivers that flow year-round, the Ohio, the Licking, the Little Miami, the Great Miami, and the Whitewater, and you throw the Mill Creek in for good measure, that flow year-round. There is no other major metropolitan area in America that has that many rivers that flow year-round in the entire country. In addition, because of that, there are more canoe liveries that rent canoes and kayaks in greater Cincinnati than any other metropolitan area in the country because we have rivers that can support canoeing and kayaking rentals during the course of the spring, summer, and fall. And we also have perhaps a record number of official canoe and kayak put-ins, that is places that are officially designed to put your canoe and kayak in one of the rivers or streams, plus all the lakes we have in the region. So we have a tremendous paddling community, and it's an asset for every company looking to recruit people to come from the West Coast and the East Coast and the South. Hey, come to Cincinnati, get a good job that pays you well, but you can do what you love after work and on the weekends, not just in canoeing and kayaking, but with all the other outdoor recreational opportunities we have around here.
And I can tell this is one of your favorite subjects.
I'm sorry, I'm just real passionate about it. And one of the things that PaddleFest does is draw attention to and highlight the outdoor recreational amenities we have in greater Cincinnati.
And we will continue our conversation about PaddleFest. You can join us 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney, and here to tell us about this year's Ohio River Paddle Fest, which is Saturday, our founder and executive director, Brewster Rhodes, and from Outdoor Adventure Clubs of Greater Cincinnati, Paddle Fest coordinator Miriam Wise, and volunteer coordinator Benita Munderlin. You can join us, 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Miriam, tell us about Outdoor Adventure Clubs, your organization, because Paddle Fest, this benefits the Outdoor Adventure Clubs, right?
Yes. Last year was the first year that Paddle Fest benefited OAC, and Outdoor Adventure Clubs has been operating for 5 years. We're getting ready to start our sixth year this fall, but has only been an independent nonprofit for two. We partner with a number of public high schools in Greater Cincinnati. 21 is our number this fall. These are urban schools that serve students age grade 7 through 12, sometimes 6 through 12. And we provide free outdoor recreational programming for these kids. This means once a month, any student at a school where there is an OAC club can join their club for free and go out once a month on a Saturday to experience a new outdoor recreational activity they may not have tried before. So we kayak on the Little Miami. We go biking on the Little Miami Bike Trail. We go hiking at the Cincinnati Nature Center. There's indoor rock climbing. We do ice skating, camping, pretty much anything outdoors we expose kids to. And it's all free for them so that there's no barrier to participation based on finances or transportation.
How much did PaddleFest raise for OAC last year?
Last year, PaddleFest raised about a third of our operating budget. And at that point in time, we were serving 19 schools. And so this really allows students in our community who live in urban environments where access to some of these activities is very limited to experience healthy outdoor recreation from a young age and to become the future environmental stewards of the Ohio River, future paddlers and Paddle Fest, folks that will work in our park systems and who will be, associated with natural resource management. We really want to create a pathway for these kids to be connected to nature for their whole lives.
And Benita, how important are our volunteers for making this event work, since you're the volunteer coordinator?
Well, so it's really exciting to see the excitement of the volunteers that I've gotten to get to know some of them. And we have volunteers from outdoor adventure clubs and also who volunteers have been participating in Paddle Fest since the inception of the event. And volunteers have been coming to me saying, I can help with anything. I can help with this. I've been doing this for the past 10 years. And so it's really exciting to see the enthusiasm and the passion that these volunteers have to really just make this event come together. It definitely cannot be done without them.
What kind of things are they doing? Are they helping unload boats? And
Helping unload boats. They're helping put in boats into the water. We have a great group of high school students from Oak Hills and Hughes High School that are going to be helping participants take their boats out of the water and carry their boats for them onto the grass so that they can enjoy the finish line festival. We have volunteers helping us at the paddlers party and just also engaging with the participants and making sure that everyone has a good time.
513-419-7100 if you have any questions about Paddle Fest. And let's talk to Sean in Clifton. Hi, Sean.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hey, just a really quick question, but first a shout out to Brewster for being such an ambassador for our region's natural gifts and especially for paddling. But if people have rented a kayak from the organization, will the life vest be with the kayak or do people need to bring their own life vest?
Sean, thanks so much for calling in and all your support. Yes, when you rent a canoe or a kayak, it comes with your life jacket and your paddle. So you don't need to bring either of those two with you to Paddle Fest on Saturday morning.
Again, 513-419-7100 if you have any questions about Paddle Fest. And what kind of reaction have you gotten through the years, Bruce? What do people tell you about this event?
Well, I think people are just sort of blown away that with the river being shut to power boat and barge traffic, there's so many canoes and kayaks on the river at the same time. And if you're looking at the event from one of the bridges, from one of the parks on either side of the river, it's like floating performance art. They're all different colors. They're going different directions. You have the fire departments with their water cannons shooting off. I mean, it's just we're creating a happening, a spectacle that can only happen one time a year because the only time we shut the river and do Paddle Fest. But it's sort of like people think, this is Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. Wow, it blows me away. It's so different, so unique, and so beautiful. So I think people are just awed by the event. Plus, our participants inevitably get off the river at the end and say, wow, I had no idea the river was so clean and beautiful and, frankly, safe. Because there are myths of the river is dirty and dangerous. So nothing beats changing perceptions than people having an upfront, personal, intimate experience with the Ohio River. And invariably, people say, what can I do now to be a better steward? And I just want to make sure that another thing, that in addition to volunteers, that makes Paddle Fest be a successful event and is our sponsors. And we're especially grateful that St. Elizabeth's Healthcare is our sponsor, again, presenting sponsor for the second year in a row. And their interest is in helping to make our region one of the healthiest regions in America and supporting Paddle Fest and encouraging people to do this particular sport, which is very good for the heart and for mental health, et cetera, is to encourage people to participate in Paddle Fest.
Is this a growing sport, Brewster? Are we seeing more
it is. Actually, it's one of the fastest growing sports. In fact, about 7.8% of all American households own a canoe or kayak, and the percentage of ownership is going up, in part because costs of canoes and kayaks are going down. And people increasingly are looking for experiences that open their eyes up to new opportunities for connection to nature these days. And so, you know, my kids are in their late 20s, early 30s. They're not buying equipment or big fancy homes or whatever. They want experiences in their lives. And we are providing an experience this particular day, but also encouraging people to use canoes and kayaks to have wonderful eye-opening experiences the rest of the year.
Who wants to handle this? I'm curious about going behind the scenes. What's it like preparing for this? What goes into getting ready for this? It's Miriam or Brewster, I think, would field this one.
So we kick off planning for Paddle Fest with a leadership team. It's about 25 very faithful Paddle Fest volunteers who meet with us monthly. We start that meeting typically in September or October after a year's Paddle Fest. So there's not a big break for us. It's almost a year-round process. A lot of the stuff that happens in the fall after a Paddle Fest and into the early spring is just reviewing how things went the previous year, confirming, with our livery partners that they'll still be involved, bringing boats down so we know how many boats we have, reconnecting with our sponsors like St. Elizabeth Healthcare, and making sure that we can promote all of the great things happening through Paddle Fest with all of our sponsors. And then each month we build that, and it's intense, but we have folks who take responsibilities for planning our Friday night party, for planning our Finish Line Festival, taking care of registration, because we're just a group of three and couldn't possibly handle all 2,000 paddlers in every aspect. And so these folks work year-round and recruit their friends to come out and help the day of, and that's the only way we pull it off, is with their help.
Benny, what's the experience been like for you?
Well, it's definitely been eye-opening just to learn more about Cincinnati and all that it has to offer. It's been exciting to see, like Miriam said, the enthusiasm that people do have for this event. At every meeting, someone says, this is the greatest event. This is one of, you know, Cincinnati's hallmark top events that is really just pushing, like Brewster said, Cincinnati into more to the spotlight of the nation as a great city. So the experience for me has been great. I've been learning a lot. I am on a co-op rotation, so it's kind of an internship through the University of Cincinnati in the co-op program, and I've definitely been taking a lot of skills and learning from two greats here, Brewster and Miriam, just kind of about coordinating an event of this scale is really magnificent.
And somebody would be really the super winner if they hired you, Benny, to work for their organization. I should also say that in addition to the St. Elizabeth's Healthcare, we have a great partnership with the Cincinnati Recreation Commission, because the facilities we have at the beginning of the end, Schmidt Field and the Gilday Riverside Park, are run and managed by the city of Cincinnati Recreation Commission, and they just do an outstanding, wonderful job. We're grateful for them as well.
And it's a 9-mile course, right, Brewster?
The course is 9 miles, and it'll take most people 2.5 to 3 hours to complete. But we also have a halfway stop in Covington. The city of Covington sponsors that. We're grateful for them with some music and rest stops, et cetera. We also have the opportunity to go up the Mill Creek about a 0.5 mile and then come down a 0.5 mile, which is why we call it the Mill Creek Mile, right? So this is an opportunity. Last year, about 900 people paddled up the Mill Creek to the Barrier Dam. They can go even a little further this year. MSD is going to be up at the tail end, up at the end, and giving away sort of some nice giveaways if you make it up that far. But it's like a unique experience. Paddling up the Mill Creek, it really changes perceptions as well.
513-419-7100, and Mike in Columbia Tusculum joins us. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Looking forward to this event. I've done it randomly over the years. I just wondered if any of our elected officials have been invited to come down to the riverfront and see how much many of us care about our river, clean water in general. And Mike Fremont is a hero.
Ditto to that. Yes, we work hard to make sure all the elected officials, city council, mayoral candidates, as well as incumbent office holders and county commissioners, know about it. And many of them have paddled in the past. I'm not sure who is scheduled this time, but you're absolutely right. It's critical that our civic leaders know that there is a significant constituency of people who deeply care about the river system we have and also about the environment in general. So thank you so much for raising that.
Brewster, what advice do you have for people who are going to come down and take part in Paddle Fest?
Well, come early, stay late, spend a lot of money, eat the food from the food trucks we have on Friday and Saturday, and sample our adult beverages at both occasions, at both ends. But if you don't have a canoe or kayak, and therefore you can't participate, it looks like, unless you can borrow one from Uncle John's garage in the back, come down to Schmidt Field on Saturday morning and take a look, watch the event from one of the bridges, or come to the Covington Landing. Bring a basket and have a picnic along the river and watch everybody go by.
There's still time to register if you do have your own boat. If you visit our website, ohioriverpaddlefest.org, you can register through noon tomorrow, and then we'll close down our online registration system.
And Miriam, we talk about this being on Saturday, but you've got some things that are going on Friday, too,
right,
that people should probably be
So the
of.
Friday party is a great time. If you're a boat owner, this is a chance to drop your boat off so you don't have to do that whole process in the slightly chaotic but exciting Saturday morning group. Drop your boat off, stay and listen to live music. We'll have exhibitors there, food trucks. We'll have craft beer. You'll be able to check out that Dragon Sup race with the four folks on one board, which I think is totally worth it.
That should be really interesting to see that. I can't imagine still.
It's going to be very entertaining.
Four people on a paddle board.
And then, of course, everything kicks off Saturday. So if you aren't able to make it down Friday, certainly you can come and register on site on Saturday. But like I said, you can still register online in advance, and that guarantees your Paddle Fest shirt. We guarantee those to our pre-registered folks. Folks that register on site might not have their pick of size, but we try to get everyone in a great Paddle Fest shirt and on the river.
So what's that website again?
OhioRiverPaddleFest.org.
Okay. And we have a link to that as well at WVXU.org. And Brewster and Benny and Miriam, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Ohio River Paddle Fest founder and executive director Brewster Rhodes, and from Outdoor Adventure Clubs of Greater Cincinnati, Paddle Fest coordinator Miriam Wise, and volunteer coordinator Benita Munnerlin. Next up, we'll talk with John Dietrich, the former project executive for the Banks and the Cincinnati Streetcar, as he gets ready to take on a new role in Maryland. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.